I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on March 24th, 2020. Mozilla has launched a new initiative called Firefox Better Web with Scroll. Currently in test pilot mode and subsequently only available to customers in the United States, Mozilla's partnership with Scroll will see it providing users with a paid but ad-free experience on a number of different websites. The full service will cost $4.99 per month, with a discounted rate of $2.49 applying for the first 6 months. Scroll typically distributes up to 70% of its membership fees to partner websites. But Mozilla and Scroll didn't provide any information about revenue retention in their announcement today. While Mozilla is making it easy for Firefox users to access the new service with a dedicated browser extension, it has stated that users of other browsers will be able to use it too. Both Tor and Tails landed new releases yesterday to mitigate urgent security issues. Tor has put another fix in place for the bug that recently saw JavaScript being executed on websites, even when the user had explicitly denied it from doing so. Unlike the recent temporary workaround, the new measure doesn't use NoScript to perform the block, and the project has warned that this could break the workflow of some users who had previously been selective about which sites could execute JavaScript. In addition, the new release rolls in fixes to the underlying Tor protocol implementation that had left it vulnerable to denial of service attacks and could potentially have aided bad actors in performing traffic analysis against both clients and servers. Version 20.4 of Magisk has been released, with MagiskHide now disabled by default. As expected, the new version of the systemless routing tool has rolled out with one of its most popular features now disabled, thanks to Google increasingly using key attestation to verify whether a device's bootloader has been unlocked or not. But in more positive news, the release sees Magisk now forcing all command execution to be handled through the built-in BusyBox instance by default, resulting in a far more consistent and reliable scripting environment. Finally today, the Python Software Foundation is asking for help with changes to its package management system. Last year, we reported that the foundation was planning to rework the pip package manager due to its inability to correctly resolve package dependencies. While a beta version of the new software isn't expected to land until May, the foundation is keen to hear from existing users before then to help shape its development. There's an online survey that Python users can complete, and the foundation is also organizing one-on-one sessions with user experience researchers over video links for anyone looking to provide more in-depth feedback. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/130. We'll be back tomorrow.